Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are myself, Lynette Edwards, and Mike Spivey. We have more news items and a second feature today with a bit of history about Elm Hill. First, however, we have this week's information desk, which Mike will introduce.
An information desk this week. We first thank Mrs. Janet Sprawls and Mrs. Bob's Beer for your stamps, and to Mrs. Bob's Beer for your generous donation.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk. Magpie Road, Norwich, NR3 1JH, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre. Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
This is urgent. Mark Smith from Vision Norfolk has two cancellations for the Thrive Gardening Workshop to be held at the Bradbury Centre on Monday the 22nd of May between 11 and 11.30. If anyone is interested, please contact him as soon as possible on 01603 573000. The half-day workshop is run by Thrive's training and education team and is designed to demonstrate how you can carry on gardening with sight loss using different techniques, adaptations, tools and garden design. All materials are provided and will be available for you to take home. Please bring a packed lunch. Tea, coffee and cold drinks will be available. Funding has kindly been provided by the Norfolk Community Foundation.
A visit is being made to Home Hale Hall Gardens on Wednesday the 21st of June. The minibus will be leaving the Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:15pm and arriving back at approximately 5pm. The walled kitchen garden was designed by Arnie Maynard and replanted in 2016-17. A soft palette of herbaceous plants, including some unusual varieties, provide a long season of interest. There's a greenhouse, vegetables, trained fruits, roses, topiary and a 130-year-old wisteria. It's a wildlife-friendly with a wildflower meadow and a recently renovated island pond, plus historic listed buildings. Free transport and garden entrance, but donations welcome. Refreshments £5, cash only on the day, please. Please book by Friday, June the 9th by calling Mark or Helen as soon as possible, as places are limited.
Come and join us at Theatre Royal Norwich for a performance of Life of Pi on Saturday the 30th of September at 2:30pm. After an epic storm in the Pacific Ocean, Pi is stranded on a lifeboat with four other survivors, a hyena, a zebra, an orangutan and a Royal Bengal tiger. Based on the global phenomenon and winner of the Man Booker Prize, Life of Pi is the usually popular story of an epic journey of endurance and hope. Tickets are £49.50, which includes a sighted companion ticket if required. Payment please by Friday the 28th of July. To book please contact Mark or Helen.
You're invited to the Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts, University of East Anglia, on Wednesday the 28th of June to see and hear about Empowering Art, Indigenous Creativity and Activism from North America's Northwest Coast. This is a groundbreaking exhibition of rich but rarely seen artworks, bringing together exceptional contemporary and historical pieces from across the Northwest Coast of North America. Developed in close consultation with Indigenous artists and community leaders from across the Northwest Coast, Empowering Art showcases the talent of their artistic and cultural creations on a scale unseen in the UK since the 1970s. Join us for a talk and audio-described tour of this exhibition, starting at 3 p.m. Refreshments will be available in the cafe area prior to the session. The minibus will be leaving the Bradbury Centre at 1:45 and returning by 5 p.m. To book, please phone Helen or Mark.
Motor cruiser sailings with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. The minibus leaves the Bradbury Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. Cost is £16.50 for the motor cruiser, payable to the Nancy Oldfield Trust, and £5 for the minibus. Contact Mark or Helen to book your place. The next sailing is the 1st of June.
The City Council has received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of Shiki Japanese Restaurant, 6 Tombland, Norwich. The application is as follows: a total of 4 tables, a total of 16 chairs, Tuesday to Saturday from 10:30 to 22:30, May to October, to provide outside seating for customers, no live music, area to be cleaned regularly, etc.
Transport for Norwich have forwarded proposals for extensive roadworks for Dereham Road between Cadge Road and Norwich Road, including the Larkman Lane signalised junction. They ask for comments by the 5th of June. Some of the aims of the scheme are to improve bus links and timing with a new bus lane and to reduce congestion and encourage use of public transport, cycling and walking. There is a long, detailed list of the works involved, which we cannot really usefully read out here, but you can view these online at, all in lowercase, www.norfolk.gov.uk/Larkman or call 0344 800 8020, that's 0344 800 8020, or email all one word transport4norwich@norfolk.gov.uk. Apparently large font or other formats are available on request.